Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 7th chapter. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." Jesus, answering, said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then, turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time that I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The scriptures that we're hearing these 4 days really belong together so well. They've brought us to better understand how the Lord is at work, how we are saved, and what the church is here to do. The Word of God, which is the Bible, is to be preached and taught so that we can understand it, so that faith would come out of this hearing in us. That faith then is to continually be strengthened. The devil who is cast out of us in baptism, he is still attacking and accusing us. And the old sinful nature within us is still rising up to try and get the upper hand. The Holy Spirit is at war against our flesh so that we can always say honestly, "I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief." Now what is that but a confession of our faith? An act of great love to God, seeking him out, requesting his help yet again. A returning to the Lord for mercy and healing from our apostasy, as we heard yesterday. Unbelief always is putting us in peril because it hands us over to ourselves. And that is to hand us over also to our sins. Whatever we could produce would never be enough. Faith is not afraid, though, to acknowledge that, nor to acknowledge the peril that we are in, because it knows and trusts in a stronger one, Christ, who forgives sins. In such faith, we even venture out into this world knowing that we will probably be mocked for it, ridiculed, treated like dirt for it, kind of like this woman is, until Jesus opens his mouth. And today we see what a difference the forgiveness of sins makes. We see what faith produces in God's Christians, namely love and good works and a confession of who he is. As often as we return to Christ and to baptism in repentance, we are strengthened then in our resolve not to fall back into that destructive sin nor into unbelief, but to make a new beginning in righteousness. What the Lord begins in us now, we know he will bring to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this account of this sinful woman in Simon's house is so beautiful, showing her entire worship of God in belief, shown by her actions of love. Our Lutheran confessions talk about it in such a beautiful way. I want us to hear those words with only a few of my comments. This story is a chief example of Jesus, from Jesus, of how good works flow from the forgiveness of sins, from the right understanding of the Scriptures, from faith in Him, as we've heard all this week, and the way in which Christ praises all of this together, all of it. Our confessions call this entire worship. And they're drawing that phrase from Romans 12, where Paul talks about our spiritual act of worship, which is to present our bodies, not only here in church services, as you have, but to God for an entire life of living as His disciples, which is to repent, to believe in Him, to live on in His holiness. He delights in all of this. And He does His delighting publicly, out in front of all the people who would make fun of it. And He shames them in the process. Here He shames Simon the Pharisee, you might say. He dangles this woman, as it were, out in front of him as an example of what truly pleases God, which he is lacking entirely. Our Lutheran confessions, specifically in this defense of the Augsburg Confession, they show from this Bible passage how the forgiveness of sins yields good works, how good works are an evidence of faith to others, and how it is not this evidence, though, or these works that save, but it is the faith that apprehends Christ's forgiveness in accord with what we heard yesterday from Hosea. That is what saves. So here's what our confessions say. Christ did not mean when He said this, that her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, that the woman had merited forgiveness of sins by that work of love. This is why He adds, your faith has saved you. Now, faith is that which freely obtains God's mercy because of God's word. The story in this passage also shows what Christ calls love. The woman came with the opinion that the forgiveness of sins should be sought in Christ. This worship is the highest worship of Christ. She could think nothing greater about Christ. To seek forgiveness of sins from Him was truly to acknowledge the Messiah, to think of Christ this way, to worship Him this way, to embrace Him this way, is truly to believe. It's talking about an opinion of God, which is what faith grabs onto. This opinion doesn't come from us, like we usually talk about opinions, but it does matter what you think of God. Is He a God who is going to reward your works and mark your demerits and be a slave driver that holds no salvation? Is He a God who is particularly impressed with you? Put that idea away. But is He the sort of God who would, as we heard yesterday, accept us back, not for our sakes, but for the sake of His undeserved mercy? That's the kind of opinion that leads this woman into the room, into all the ridicule, to see her Lord who can help. Furthermore, Christ used the word love not toward the woman, but against the Pharisee. He contrasted the entire worship of the Pharisee with the entire worship offered by the woman. He rebuked the Pharisee because he did not acknowledge that Jesus was the Messiah, even though he performed the outward duties that a guest and a great holy man deserved. They say here that the stage directions in this biblical passage matter a lot. That Jesus speaks one way to Simon about the woman, and then He speaks another way to the woman herself. Christ points to the woman, and He praises her worship, her ointment, her tears, and so forth, but He does it to Simon, right? These were all signs of faith. They were a confession that with Christ she sought forgiveness of sins. It is indeed a great example. You see, to Simon, in praise of this woman, he shows all of her works, says, look, she loves much. You can tell that she is forgiven much because she loves much. To Simon, he gets a show, which kind of puts him in his place. But it's different to the woman. Not without reason, this moved Christ to rebuke the Pharisee, who was wise and an honorable man, but not a believer. He charges him with a lack of holiness and admonishes him by the example of the woman. This way, Christ shows that it is disgraceful for the Pharisee. While an unlearned woman believes God, he, the doctor of the law, does not believe. He does not acknowledge the Messiah. He does not seek from him forgiveness of sins and salvation. So Christ praises, though, her entire act of worship to him. He says, her sins, which are many, are forgiven because she loved much. This means that she has truly worshiped me with faith and faith's exercises and signs. Jesus means that the entire worship is to be seen here. Meanwhile, he teaches this: forgiveness of sins is properly received by faith, even though love, confession, and other good fruit ought to follow from that faith. He does not mean that these fruits are the price or the merit or the atonement that reconciles us to God, because of which the forgiveness of sins is given afterwards. But he means the opposite. You can tell how much she is forgiven because she loves much. And consider what it is he says to her, while the rest of the Pharisees are freaking out about that and very angry that Jesus is forgiving sins. He pulls her aside and says, there's more. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. And why? He tells her so clearly. This is what he says to each of us too. Your faith has saved you. And as we sang in this familiar and well-loved hymn, what is the faith placed in? It's placed in Christ. It's placed in the one who loves us, who was sent to redeem us, who indeed has loved her first and us first, and is pleased then to bring out good works from all of his love for us. In summary, the Lord loves whole repentance, like we heard yesterday. Contrition, terrors that strike our conscience through the knowledge of sin, but not that we would remain either in those sins or even just in the terrors of them forever, but that instead we would be comforted and delivered from them through faith, which is born of his gospel, the absolution, in other words, and believe that for Christ's sake, sins are forgiven to us. And then good works are bound to follow, which are the fruit of such whole repentance. And this is an accurate description of everything we do as disciples of Christ. This is our entire worship life as Christians. And lastly, what we see today is that the Lord finds this, you even, what the world is laughing at all the time, he finds it beautiful what he does by his mercy. And he is pleased to delight in it and in its fruits. He is pleased for his own sake to delight in us. Amazing. And even before the scoffers and the enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.